let's start and say some things about some titles.
Yes, I said that when my mom and dad first came to Alquippa, Mass was being held at a Bonnie Camp Hall, which was behind, on the street behind, in Sheffield Avenue. And Mass was set there. And it seemed to me that the new school was ready in the early 1920s. Because when we came in 1918, we were still down there at Bonnie Camp Hall. And my brother, who started the school in the early 20s, went to St. Pius there when Mass was started. And they had a built by that time.
You said the new school, was there an old school?
No, there wasn't any school. And then later, when my mom went there, the town was named Woodlawn. They were there in 1918, and it's called Woodlawn. And so later it was changed to Alquippa. I don't know what they were called. And I was very small in the Depression, and I really didn't have too much experience because I didn't know what was going on. Because I was born in the first grade, but now I think they were fine.
Do you mean regarding feeling the effects of the Depression?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't know the Depression. That thing. But one thing I know is when we wore out our shoes, my mom used to go to the pines and get those rubber things. So.
Rubber heels?
Rubber soles, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they gave you some glue to put them on and something like that to do that. Mm-hmm. But the food I didn't know. Okay. And the workers, someone told me this, but the workers at the mill during the Depression took their turns. They didn't work in shifts. Like they would take their turns, so each man would get some money. You know. They didn't lay them off. They would take turns.
I wonder who initiated that. Do you ever know what they were themselves?
Yeah, I don't know that. Mm-hmm. And our church and school must have opened in the 1920s. And people who lived in Alquippa were people who came from European nations. They were very, very friendly. They're just like a melting pot. You know, everybody talked to you and they're very, very friendly. And then in school, our school enrollment in the first grade, we had a large, large enrollment in the class. And at one time there were 1,000 children. And the sisters were very, very wonderful. You know, I think everybody was, I could say in general, very, very happy. And some of the children had a language barrier or something, you know. The sister would take them after school and try to help them. And I know when we played in the playground, you know, we played with everybody. You know, how do you know what they were? It seemed that everybody got along. You know, it was very pleasant. And I remember that every Friday, the sisters would have a movie for us to go down. We had a movie, and we had to play a nickel or dime together on Friday. So that was nice. And then when I was about second grade, I can remember people talking about the Ku Klux Klan. They were. Alpha was in Plans, and that was Plan 11. Mm-hmm. And it was on Plan 8, which was right below Plan 11. And they were telling about the Ku Klux Klan. And later on, a black man lived in our neighborhood, and he was telling us that when he would wake up in the morning, he could see all this blood on the street. And the Ku Klux Klan.
You mean up on Plan 11?
Like, you know.
Well, where was the KKK coming from?
See, I don't know that. I can remember I had kind of a fear when people would talk about it.
When was that though?
I think when I was in the early grades, maybe second or third grade, I don't remember.
Your early grades?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. remember we always had a lot of processions in the state, you know, for the holy days and first communion and all that. That was stuck in my mind. And we always had a lot of parades celebrating everything, you know, the holidays, 4th of July and all that, and all that. But to be out, we ran through the streets and see it.
Where would the parade used to go? Into the pines or?
The parade would go like, you know, the St. Patty's is in all the front of it's on Franklin Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
That was all front, that was the main drag. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There'd be a lot of Italians, a lot of Hungarians, Irish.
What about your own ethnic background?
Well, I'm German all the way through. My mom and dad, parents came over. Yeah.
Do you know
where they first came to? Well, my mother came to New Bedford, which is outside of Newcastle. And their sisters had a little test there. My dad lived across the street from them. Mm-hmm. And my mother could tell a lot of things that happened to the sisters when they first came. Like when they first came, their grounds were just all marshes, you know. And then they had to go through all their land.
Were your parents there before the sisters came?
No. No. Uh-uh. I think they came like in 1700. Sisters were very near, close to the people. Like there was a sickness going around, and the sisters would go in the houses and the nurses to the people.
These are the Humility Mary's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My mom and dad are very near.
Oh,
mm-hmm. So cute. They knew those sisters by what their jobs were. But they didn't hang on to their names. They like thought that was a shoemaker sister, and that was a post office.
Apparently they didn't change their jobs too often.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. But they got very, very close to their sister.
You said about going to the 5 and 10, and I wanted to ask you a little more about your shop. Where did you shop?
Well, we had a company store, okay, which was run by Daniel. And people did a lot of their shopping there. So we had a wonderful downtown at that time. We had 5 and 10, also 2 stores, and it was really, really nice. Really good.
Do you know if your family used to charge to pay cash?
No, my mom always paid cash. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like your mother took care of money.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about in Plan 8? Did you have stores there?
In Plan 8? We had not too many stores. We had a candy store. And went to school with a fast candy store. And there was a man in our district that had a little meat shop. You know, and there was a meat shop that had a meat shop.
What made the difference in the plants? Why did you live in Plan 8 and somebody else in Plan 12 or 11 or 6?
Well, that's just the place that they bought at that time.
Was there any distinction at all regarding the ethnic groups?
No. Mm-mm.
So that even in your plan, Irish and Hungarian and Italian,
yeah,
and all of them.
Yeah. Now, later, when I was in the community about 25 years, I guess, when a Negro man moved in. Okay. And he was in school with my brother. And he kept his place very nice, and he was nice himself, and he became the closer in the family. And the second person who came in, the whites got scared and moved. So now it's a black man, but most
in
of
the
that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he asked my mom, and they didn't get to be afraid, because now they're nice. they went to Africa or something, but they, a lot of black people were brought in to work in our mill.
They were brought in by K and L?
Yes,
Just to work in
the mill.
How did the white people feel about that?
I think they kind of accepted that.
Did it take place of anyone else's job or something like that?
I don't know that. I would think probably they went and got them, at that point.
Do you know, besides that, the coming houses and bringing in black people, do you know of any effects of getting out in town? Maybe an example, you mentioned the parade. Were they visible in any way regarding the parades?
I would say no. Not that I know of. Maybe they were playing on a band or something. They weren't out playing it.
Do you know much about your father's work?
Yeah, he worked in the wine.
And how did his job affect your family life?
Well, I guess I could say just for the betterment. Is that right? What do you know?
Sure, I would give an example of this. What about his schedule? How did that affect?
Well, he was working shifts. Yeah, so he was 11, 11, 7.
Sometimes it was on a rainy day, and sometimes it was on a sunny day.
Yeah.
Do you know how he felt about his work?
I think he liked it.
Did it seem like there were things he wanted to change?
No. He never mentioned change. My dad had, one of his legs were missing, And my mom said that when she married him, she couldn't even go, because he walked so well. And I don't know whether the mill gave him a job that was, not too heavy for him or whatever. But I know he had pads like, and he had to tell them certain things to him and all that kind of stuff.
Do you know how he lost his leg?
I don't know whether he was jumping from a trolley when he was a little kid or jumping on the trolley or something like that.
When you went to school at St. Titus, who were some of the teachers that you remember?
Mary Julie had in first grade and the same grade. He taught the first grade, had his first meeting in the second grade. So he was kind of a different one. Sister St. Francis, Sister Benedicta, Sister Daria, and there are those who are dead now, and Sister Bernadette. One second grade, second grade.
What was her name?
Mr. When we got married.
Did anyone think that was unusual to be a lay teacher at that time in Catholic school?
I don't think we children knew the difference. We just accepted it because she was there. I think she probably was the first lay teacher we had.
What do you remember about any of those sisters? Do any of them strike you as people that you knew them better or you remember them better?
I think most of them were very kind, and thoughtful. Kind about everybody. They were all young persons. Like most of them had just started out of their, relationship with them. They were very, very young.
Did that affect your relationship?
I think so.
How about your parents? Did they know the sisters were in the room?
Well, when we were in school, they knew them. Yeah. My mom would send down the text and things.
Did your mother or your father discuss things with the sisters outside of school or children?
walk the streets a lot. West Alcoba in the middle of Woodlawn.
Mm-hmm.
And Woodlawn was getting so big, so they took out Alcoba and threw it.
Well, I'm just wondering though, is that like one town?
Every summer we had a parish picnic. That was a big thing. All I remember is just playing with the children in our playing with. First, the Italians were mainly in Plan 11.
Oh.
And then the black people came in there, and they had their own swimming pool.
Where did the Italians go?
They moved down. They had another section they kind of started. I think I admired the sister so much, even in school, even in high school. And my sister Anna, I thought that they were even a bigger portion of it. Yeah.
What about, do you have family living in Alcoba today?
My one brother.
Mm-hmm. And where does he live? What section?
called Near Hollywood.
That's near Plan 12.
Right, yeah, mm-hmm.
Does he work at JMS?
He works at JMS, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about Al Cooper today related to Al Cooper and the game?
Well, a lot of fan. A lot of stores put it back, you know. Not the same place at all.
Wonder why.
Well, some of the merchants, you know, who weren't on Franklin Avenue there in the main drag, the kids were coming from high school and they were in their stores. And one would talk to the owner and the other guy would grab and talk to them that night. So they just gave up, they couldn't win, you know.
Wasn't the high school always in the same place?
High school, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's in Plan 12.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. When they all put the business sign and say, this is Plan 12, Plan 8, Plan 11.
I guess you either know or you have to
yeah.
find out.
Yeah.
I don't have any more specific questions. Do you have other comments about that?
Well, I was looking up in my mom, I had my mom's Bible upstairs, and she has a picture of the new church, and then it was, and it was doing the cornerstone. It was all the 1955, and the new church. Is that the new church?
No, I've been outside it.
Very nice. Oh, were they? Oh, we have to go back. Well, I guess all the doors are locked these days, huh? So,
do you have other comments?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I just know it is a happy place, you know. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe it's a good
one.
Yeah.
Are you still in touch with people who grew up outside of the U.S. to speak with you?
Not too much. Mm-hmm. Not too many are living there right now. You know, one, the kids are in my class.
Most of them